Visit ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
The 2015 Shore Conference Basketball Tournament on the Shore Sports Network is powered by Monmouth Medical Center, a Barnabas Health facility. Life is better, healthy.
Coming back out here for the start of the third quarter, Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, Brad Buriscano, our on-site engineer. Harrison Strebbins back in the studios tonight. Manasquan basketball to begin. They will start with their five on the floor that began. Stella Clark, Marina, and Darren Mabry, Courtney Hageman, and Victoria Galvin. Backdoor cut right away. It's Mabry to open it up. And Marina Mabry gets the first two. Playing with three fouls gives her team a 26-20 advantage.
Well, after a very quiet second quarter in which she scored only 1 point, Mabry comes out aggressively.
Caponegro short on the jumper for St. John Vianney. She's joined by Evans, Campbell, Dobrinsky, and Crouch. The five for the black and gold. Hageman off on the left perimeter. Galvin gets it top of the key. Gives back to Hageman, who will look to dribble drive down the right side of the lane. Shot is short. Evans with the rebound. Campbell pushing it up court. Three-pointer on the way. That was halfway down. Caponegro can't get the putback. And the loose ball handled by Clark in the near corner. Clark breaks the timeline with the dribble. Gives off to Dower Mabry, right side. Mabry eyeing things up against Dobrinsky. Clark flashes over, gets it. Dower Mabry gets it back. Great ball fake. Step in from the free throw line. It's good. Dower Mabry not playing like a freshman here tonight. 28-20. Manasquan has scored the first four of the quarter. Dobrinsky out of the high post. Gives back to Campbell. Campbell was feeling it with 13 in that first half. Has missed her first two attempts here. That one, a right corner jumper. Clark with the rebound. In transition, Marina Mabry. Stutter move in the lane. Count it, and the foul. Just makes it look so easy in transition. We'll go to the free throw line for the extra one. Caponegro will get whistled for her third.
Of course, Marina to join her older sister, Michaela, at Notre Dame next year. They'll get a chance to play together for what?
One year.
1 year, yeah, 1 year.
Just like they did.
Just like in high school.
In high school.
By the way, Caponegro picks up her third foul. That's something we'll have to watch as well. She heads to the bench.
Mabry makes the free throw to give Manasquan a 31-20 advantage. And I think, predictably, timeout has been taken as Manasquan on a 7-0 run to start this third quarter. 6:19 to go in the third. And you wonder, Kevin, if Vianney can keep digging themselves a hole. At some point, you can't climb back out of it.
Well, clearly Manasquan came out with a little focus there in the third quarter. Matt, almost like the start of the game. And I think that's a great timeout by Dawn Carpell to settle the girls down. They've got to get something going on the offensive end. And I agree, you can only bury yourselves by double digits so many times against a team like Manasquan. Because what happens is, sooner or later, it's the team with the big lead that then makes another run. And all of a sudden, you look up, it's at a 20-point game. Kind of saw that in the opening game with St. Rose. So right now, an important time for this Lancer team. They've shown the ability to bounce back, but clearly they want to stop the bleeding right here down 11.
Dobrinsky will inbound it for Campbell, who will walk it up court. And something made its way onto the playing surface, which will be handled here by the referees and thrown off. Campbell finishes the walk up court. Sets the offense off on the right side. Looking to drive against Dower Mabry. Good step. Campbell gets plus one. As she came over, got bumped by Galvin, and able to finish on her way to the floor.
Well, much like she did in the second quarter when she got the Lancers back in the game, when Vianney needs a basket, they know exactly where to go.
Average is a team high 15.5 per game. Rarely misses a free throw, but does here. 31-22. That foul on Galvin was her third and the team's first.
Jillian Black getting set to come in, obviously, for Galvin.
Clark, great crossover move. Penetrating. Kicks for Hageman off a deflected ball. Now Dower Mabry with it. Looking to dribble drive right side. Missed the runner. Tipped up her own rebound. Got it back. Flipped it over her shoulder. scrum for it. Dobrinsky able to come away with it. And now Vianney will look to get it up court. Campbell plays catch with Dobrinsky. Picks it up on the right side. Dumped down for Evans. Back to the basket. Turnaround against Galvin is good. And just like that, a 4-0 spurt for St. John Vianney to make it a 7-point deficit.
Well, Evans really knew what to do with the ball with their back to the basket. Nice spin move.
Maybe haven't seen that enough out of St. John Vianney. Marina Mabry with the top of the key. Check now by Campbell, crossing over, going left. And a whistle coming. It will be on Kelly Campbell, who will commit her first, team second, non-shooting foul.
I thought that was the one place where Vianney maybe could exploit Manasquan a little bit, was to get girls in the box down low, because clearly as a team they have more height and have not done so.
Marina Mabry clearing out, missing the layup on the right side, and then players coming together, and we will have a foul on Manasquan. It'll be charged to Mabry, who will get whistled for her fourth.
And you can hear it in the crowd, because that one sends shockwaves to both ends as Lisa Kokoda will have to take her star out.
Well, I'll say this to be fair. I thought she might have gotten away with one clearing out to get open on the inbound play. I don't know that I agreed with that whistle, but I think it was almost one of those build-up of contact after contact.
Yeah. You know, Mabry is... she's an interesting player on an interesting family, let's be honest. There are a lot of people. She's one of those that people love to boo her and get on her because she is clearly the best player in the Shore. And sometimes a player who's targeted.
Open three for Campbell is off the mark. Rebound tipped up by Clark. So the substitution put both Mabrys on the floor. Both Michaela, a check at Marina, and Dara will go to the bench right now.
And now can the Warriors weather the storm for at least the rest of this quarter with 4.5 minutes left without their star?
Clark hands off to Hageman. Mosonius gets a touch around the perimeter. Galvin. Good idea here by Manasquan. Maybe taking just a little bit of air out of it to work for one good one. Give and go. Galvin for Mosonius, who will drive and will head to the free throw line for two shots.
Yeah, if you're Manasquan, you want to shorten the game right now.
Addy Mosonius will step to the free throw line. Miss the first one.
Got to make these.
Struggling on the season. She's with that last one, just 2 of 10 from the free throw line this year. Vianney will bring back in Zoe Pirro. Second one, back iron, no good. Evans will track down the loose ball, and then Hageman will get whistled for a foul. That was a silly one by the senior.
Should know better.
Her first and the team's third. Lisa Kokoda has had her blood pressure go up just a little bit over the last minute or so.
Dara Mabry back in from the Sonius.
4:10 to go in the third quarter. Vianney trailing 31-24. Pirro gets it at the foul line. Dumped down for Evans. Goes left that time. Can't get the finish. Galvin with the rebound. Clark ahead of the field for Hageman. Had it blocked away there by Pinho.
Boy, sure looked like a lot of contact on that one.
Pirro gives back out to Campbell. They are incensed if you are a fan of Manasquan right now. Evans will try again to the baseline. Can't get it. She wanted a whistle. And now we get a loose ball foul. I would say the intensity has ratcheted up a little bit.
That's an understatement.
That last foul charged to Vanessa Pinho. Her second. Team's fourth. Full court pressure here by Vianney. Dara Mabry will break it with the dribble. Full head of steam at the foul line. The floater is no good. Rebound handled by Pirro, who then gets called for a travel. Lisa Kokoda will take a timeout here. Maybe a wise one to just settle things in. It'll be a 30-second timeout with 3:24 to go in the third. Manasquan up 31-24.
Not a lot of happy people right about now.
On both sides.
On both sides.
I don't know if that says you're doing a good job officiating, or if everyone doesn't like you, then I guess that's the way it is.
I mean, the foul situation, 14 fouls for Vianney, 3 for Manasquan, so certainly nothing one-sided there. It's really now, it's a case of, if you're Vianney, you want to cut into the lead with Mabry on the bench. You know she's coming back in the fourth quarter. And if you're Manasquan, you want to just, if you left the third quarter up 7 where you are right now, you'd sign for that.
Absolutely.
You'd be very happy. I think one of the keys you mentioned earlier, I think Manasquan, take the air out of the ball, work it around, look for a good shot. They really don't have a great player who can break things down here. Maybe Hageman on her good moments.
Dara Mabry, perhaps. You hate to say a freshman, you're going to count on it, but off the inbound, Hageman gets it. Had it stripped away. Clark able to get the loose ball to keep the possession for the Big Blue. Clark being harassed by Pinho. Close to a 5-second call. Hageman will take the three. That's good. That's a huge basket for Manasquan as it gets them back to a double-digit lead, 34-24.
Boy, sure is. Third three of the night for Hageman.
Pirro, the step-out jumper. Back iron, no good. Clark had the rebound. Dobrinsky grabbed it. Couldn't get the finish. 2:45 and rolling in the third. Clark hands off to Jillian Black. Now Dara Mabry with it. Marina sits on the bench with the 4 personal fouls. 4 corner set this time for Manasquan. Campbell. Matched up on Mabry. That is a traveling violation on Dara Mabry.
Now, that's a freshman mistake. I thought she was going to get called for a 5-second count. The ref was counting. It was getting close to 5, and then she kind of took that little extra step there, and it became a travel.
Crouch back in. Evans back in. High-low set. Down inside. They'll call it on the floor. Pirro, who fed it down well for Evans. We will get a foul here on Stella Clark, who will get whistled for her second, team's 4th.
Clark, actually, that's a good foul. Prevented what would have been an easy basket.
Off the inbound, Campbell will go back and grab a loose ball. Working one-on-one against Dara Mabry. Looking for a foul call inside, won't get it. It was deflected, so in the backcourt, it was LeBron to get it. Clark deflected it out. They'll say last touch by Vianney. It'll be Manasquan basketball.
The Lancers need to exploit the height advantage on the offensive end. They should be working the ball inside.
Off the inbound, Clark gets it with 2 to go in the third. Manasquan up by 10, 34-24. Dara Mabry with it, bumped up near the half-court line. They'll give that one to Kelly Campbell, her second, team's 5th. The feeling we're going to see a lot of free throws in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I do too. No getting home early tonight.
Clark feeding off for Dara Mabry. Dribbles through a double team. The floater from the foul line is no good. Evans grabs the loose ball for Vianney. Campbell now in transition. Down the right side of the lane. The layup up and in. Gets it back to a single-digit deficit, 34-26. Campbell has carried the load. Steal almost. Pirro had it. Dara Mabry able to grab the loose ball for Manasquan. 75 seconds to play. Galvin getting it on the left wing. Hageman will work for Dara Mabry, who will hold back near the half-court circle. Played by Campbell. Jillian Black works it in the far side corner for Stella Clark. Couple of bounces now up top for Galvin. Long set here for Manasquan. Dara Mabry with it. Campbell sizes that up. Now Dara Mabry pulls back out. Clark had it intercepted by Campbell, who came off on the double. Campbell penetrating right side, and a whistle coming. She was bumped on her way up. And will go to the free throw line for two shots.
I think that'll be Black, Jillian Black, her first.
Team's fifth. Campbell with a chance here to get it to six. First one is good. Vanessa Pinho will come back in for St. John Vianney. Replace Pirro. Addie Masonius in to replace Dara Mabry.
If Vianney hits this free throw, I would go into a full court press. The Warriors have...
Here it comes.
Here it comes. And without their ball handlers in.
34-28. Clark's got one ball handler. Will work in the backcourt. Black able to flip it to the front court for Hageman. Clark with it now. 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. Manasquan up 34-28. Lisa Kokoda telling her team to hold for one. Campbell trying to harass Clark into a turnover. Off a double. Deflected ball. Loose now on the deck. Hageman able to get it. Down to six on the clock. Clark falling to the floor. Down on the floor with 1.9 to go. It'll be Vianney basketball off the possession arrow.
The smaller Manasquan players are trying to throw it in, and the taller Lancer players have intercepted two or three in the last couple of minutes.
Hageman deflects it. Campbell gets it, fires it up, and a whistle came, but they'll let the quarter expire. Manasquan able to survive with Mabry on the bench for a good chunk of that third quarter. They outscore Vianney 10-8 in that eight-minute set. We step out for a 30-second timeout, come back for the start of the fourth right after this on the Shore Sports Network.
Now back to the Shore Conference Basketball Tournament on the Shore Sports Network.
And the 2015 Shore Conference Basketball Tournament on the Shore Sports Network is powered by Monmouth Medical Center, a Barnabas Health facility. Life is better healthy.
Got tons of coverage on this one coming up after the game tonight. Go to shoresportsnetwork.com. You'll get the insight from Scott Stump and Matt Manley. We'll have the boys semifinals tomorrow night. CBA Toms River North, Neptune, and Rumson Fairhaven, the two on the docket. Those games in Brookdale. At Brookdale Community College. And then the finals coming on Friday night from Monmouth University. We'll have all of it for you all week long on the Shore Sports Network. Last set of 8 minutes here. Manasquan will send Dara and Marina Mabry back on. Galvin, Hageman, and Clark. This is a risky proposition for the Big Blue. Four fouls on Marina Mabry. Hageman, left corner, three, is good. Another big one for Hageman. That's her fourth three of the night. She's got 14. Courtney Nobrinski back into the game. Crouch, Evans, Caponegro, and Campbell on the floor for Vianney. Ball was deflected out of bounds off the miss from Evans, and it will be Manasquan basketball.
Boy, I tell you, Hageman has come up big tonight, Matt. You know, she hit her first three. And I said she's such a streaky player. She hit her first three. She's added three more. She's been the difference.
Marina Mabry feeds off to Clark. Left side three. That's going to be well short and go out of bounds. It'll be Vianney basketball, 37-28. You wonder if Vianney just didn't take advantage enough of having Marina Mabry sit on the bench. Campbell working one-on-one on Dara Mabry. Right side layup, no good. Caponegro, the rebound. Put back attempt, no good. Evans gets it for a third chance. That's no good. And then a foul coming down inside on Dara Mabry. No, on St. John Vianney. On Campbell. Third one on Kelly Campbell. Minute gone by here in the fourth. Manasquan by 9, 37-28. Dara Mabry with it, gives over to Marina Mabry. Back now to Dara, flip on the left side for Hageman. Motion set here for Manasquan. Man-to-man defense by the Lancers. Marina Mabry gets it, trying to split through a double team. And a bump will be called. That's going to be the seventh team foul on Vianney. So Manasquan will shoot free throws for the remaining 6:33 of this one. Foul on Courtney Dobrinsky, her first, and again the seventh for the team.
Well, the Warriors are certainly going to get their chances at the foul line. It's a matter of making them.
One of these teams playing on Friday. One of them will be looking forward to the state tournament. Each top seeds in their bracket. St. John Vianney, number one in South A, non-public. Manasquan, number one in Central Jersey, group two. Both considered favorites to advance to the TOC. As Marina Mabry makes both, 39-28, and they'll get her out here. Go offense, defense, as many times as you can with her.
I agree. Good move by Lisa Kokoda.
11-point advantage. Crouch gets called for a travel.
I thought it was a good call.
I thought so, too. She was angling for a call on Clark as Dawn Carpell will call a 30-second timeout.
Kind of like we've said, Matt, here it is, another. They're down 11. It's another double-digit deficit. How many times can you do this now with 6:26 left in the fourth quarter? And, you know, depending on what happens, obviously, over these next six-plus minutes, I really think the story of this game could be Vianney's inability to take advantage of Marina Mabry on the bench with four fouls with 4.5 minutes left in the third quarter. And, you know, the thing that surprised me the most was I thought in that situation they would have just tried to get the ball inside to Campbell and other players. Evans, who showed some ability, but they really didn't. And, you know, it may come back to haunt them.
I don't disagree. The timeout's been extended to a full timeout, but we'll keep it here. You can only trade punches with a team like Manasquan so many times, and it's what they did the first time these teams played. They established some of those interior players. If you go back and look at the numbers, not huge performances by any of them, but there was a lot of contributions from some of those teams, and even a player like Kelly Crouch at 13, maybe a bit unexpected in a point guard role, just the opposite when they played the second time.
Well, it's Manasquan ball, an 11-point lead with 6:26 left, and they are leaving Marina Mabry on the bench, trying to buy a couple of minutes here. And I'm holding the ball here, looking for a good shot if I can get it.
Dara Mabry able to pass out of a double team. She's the only Mabry right now on the floor. Adding Masonius is checked on. And we'll pull back out and reset. Galvin off in the right corner. Couple of dribbles. She's being harassed by Evans. Clark couldn't hang on to the pass off the curl. And St. John Vianney comes away with a turnover. Here's Campbell now in transition. Caponegro gets whistled for steps. Too many turnovers and unforced errors by St. John Vianney. Zoe Pirro will come back in. Kimmy Evans will check out.
I think the Lancers should keep the pressure on defensively. They have turned Manasquan over several times.
39-28, 5:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Clark, bounce off on the right for Masonius. Tried to feed it inside for Galvin. Pirro stepped in the passing lane. Another chance for Vianney to get it to a single-digit deficit. Campbell goes away from the screen. Down the left side of the lane. Count it, and the foul. And it's been all Kelly Campbell tonight when you look at it for St. John Vianney. Her numbers are staggering when you put it against the 30 team points.
She's got 21 points.
With an opportunity for 22 and to get it to an 8-point deficit, Marina Mabry has checked back in for Manasquan. Campbell missing the free throw. Evans gets the offensive rebound. Crouch gets it top of the key. Clark almost intercepted it. Inside feed for Evans. Hageman there to strip that away.
Wasted opportunity. You don't even get a shot off.
There's been so many of those for St. John Vianney tonight. Wasted chances. Here's Galvin. Good ball fake against Evans, who will get whistled for the foul. And it'll send Galvin to the free throw line for a 1-1.
Yeah, Galvin with the real good first step beat Evans, who really had no choice but to commit the foul or give up what would have been an easy path to the basket.
Galvin will step to the line. Hits it 53% on the season. Makes the first.
By the way, this Lancer team, Matt, you could argue that their top nine players will all be back next year.
Second one by Galvin, also good.
Her first points of the night, and big free throws. Got to make your free throws here, and the lead is 11 once again for the Big Blue Warriors.
Campbell penetrated down the lane, hand off to Pinho. Clark will harass her and then get whistled for a reach-in foul. That's the 17th foul on Manasquan, so everybody's shooting for the remaining part of this one. It'll be Vanessa Pinho to step to the free throw line for a 1-1.
I always laugh when players reach and they get called, and then they look at the official.
Pinho, who hits at 71% on the season, makes the first to get the bonus second. Second one also good. Back to a 9-point advantage for Manasquan, 41-32. 4:30 to go in the fourth quarter. Backdoor cut. Galvin finding Marina Mabry, who will lay it in from the left side.
Boy, Galvin comes up with the two big free throws and then a beautiful pass there for the Mabry basket. The lead once again, 11.
43-32. Campbell driving left. Caponegro gives back to Campbell. Open from three is Pinho. That one is missed, but the ball went right to Pirro, who's able to lay it back in, plus the foul. Nobody blocked down Zoe Pirro on the backside. And she'll have a chance to hit the old-fashioned three-point play. About 61% from the free throw line. Hits there. Vianney can set the pressure up. 43-35.
Foul is on Hageman, her third.
Caponegro will pick up Marina Mabry, who walks it up court. Down the right side of the lane. Penetrating. Floater no good. Caponegro had the rebound but lost it back to Mabry. Missed one short on the left side.
Well, she missed two that she would normally make about 80% of the time.
Campbell penetrates, gives to Pirro. Open jumper from the foul line, and we've got a 6-point game, 43-37. Again, Vianney able to set the pressure up. They won't pick up Marina Mabry until midcourt.
And Pirro with five straight points has given the Lancers a big, big boost off the bench.
Marina Mabry will pull back out with 3:15 to go, fourth quarter. Hand off to Clark. Clark, one bounce. Pirro stepped in, intercepted by Caponegro. Gave it away to Galvin. Mabry down inside is fouled. And we'll go to the line. That was almost disaster for Manasquan, but Mabry's fouled and will head to the line for a pair.
The Warrior guards have thrown a lot of passes away tonight. And as you said, really got a break on that one. Pirro picks up her third foul.
Mabry's first free throw is good. Ninth team foul on St. John Vianney. So the next one, Manasquan will be shooting two for the remainder of the game. Pirro out, Evans in, Crouch in, Caponegro out. Marina Mabry taking the second, connecting there. And a timeout has been taken by Manasquan. Looks like a full timeout. We'll take a quick one as well. 3:03 to go here in the fourth quarter. Manasquan 45, St. John Vianney, 37. We're back in 30 seconds with more Shore Conference basketball coverage on your exclusive home, the Shore Sports Network.
For high school basketball coverage all season long, visit ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
And tonight's game presented in part by Jersey Mike's, featuring their all-new chicken cheesesteak, fresh grilled to order, and with six delicious varieties. Try one for lunch or dinner.
Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams here on the Shore Sports Network. 3:03 to go. We broadcast on our AM stations tonight, 1160, 1310 AM, ShoreSportsNetwork.com as well. Listen on your mobile device by downloading the Radio Pup app. Manasquan coming out here off the timeout with a 45-37 advantage. Vianney basketball with 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Campbell, good crossover, kicking in the corner. Left side three is in for Tina LeBron. 45-40, Vianney trying to climb out of the hole again.
Design play off the timeout, well executed. Matt, I think this is as close as they've been since halftime.
Marina Mabry, who's now checked by Kelly Campbell. Dara Mabry with it. Played by Pinho. Mabry able to penetrate. Go to the baseline. Cut off there in the corner. Here comes the double, and we've got a jump ball. And it'll be Vianney basketball.
Well, the cardinal rule, right? Never dribble into the corner. She dribbled right into a double team.
Pirro will come back in and will inbound for Campbell. Dara Mabry was looking for space. You're never going to find it in the corner.
The Lancers can get within three or two with a three-pointer.
Campbell goes away from the screen. Left side layup. Inside, feed the right. And it is Pirro to connect. 45-42, St. John Vianney. The lead for Manasquan is down to three.
How about the spark Pirro has given this Lancer team? Seven in this fourth quarter.
Manasquan up by three right now, 45-42. Marina Mabry driving, and she's bumped up top, I believe, by Campbell. If it's on Kelly Campbell, that's her fourth. So both teams' standout players, Kelly Campbell, Marina Mabry, each with four. And Mabry will go to the line for two. That's the 10th team foul. Dawn Carpell, I think, wisely is seeing if that foul can be changed. It won't be.
Well, it can't hurt by asking, right?
Nope. Are you sure it wasn't 21? First one by Mabry is good.
For the frustrating night Mabry has had, she's 8-for-9 from the free throw line and has been very, very clutch here in the fourth quarter, making all five of her attempts.
Chance here to get it to a five-point game, and does. 47-42. Less than two to go in the fourth quarter. Manasquan right now by five. Campbell working against Dara Mabry. And Dara Mabry will get called for a foul. It'll send Kelly Campbell to the free throw line. Funny to see Marina Mabry go over and grab her little sister and tell her to calm down. Reminds me of Michaela Mabry doing the same to Marina 3 years ago.
And that couldn't have said any better. But here's what Dara Mabry has to learn. She complains on every call. It doesn't help you because you do foul sometimes. I did think that should have been an offensive foul, a push-off, but you just can't make the face at the official on every call.
Campbell makes the first of the 1-and-1. Second, also good. Back to a three-point, one-possession game, 47-44, as Marina Mabry will walk it up court.
I think the two star players, one of them is going to settle the outcome of this one.
And make sure both are on the floor. Remember, they both got four fouls.
This is not a supporting actress role. It's a lead actress.
Caponegro checking Marina Mabry. 125 and rolling.
I like this. Clear out, let Marina take it to the hole.
And content to dribble some clock off as well. Everybody in the double bonus from here on out. Caponegro comes from the backside and takes a poke at it. And it'll be Marina Mabry going to the free throw line for two.
Listen, you want her with the ball. Number one, she's a great ball handler, and she's tall. She can see over things. And number two, you want to send her to the foul line. That's good strategy there. This is going to be a foul shooting contest. And she misses. Wow. Well, that makes things a bit more interesting.
Still a chance to make it a two-possession game with a made free throw here.
For all the ebbs and flows of this game, are we surprised at the three-point game heading to the final minute?
Makes that one, 48-44, 70 seconds to go. Campbell will bring it up court here for Vianney.
Campbell's going right to the hole.
Down the right side of the lane, the layup up and in. There hasn't been an answer tonight for Kelly Campbell in the form of any Manasquan defender. And perhaps, Kevin, the best matchup would be putting Marina Mabry on her right now. But you can't with the foul situation.
Campbell's got 25 of their 46 points. Has been simply tremendous. I agree with you. That is the best matchup. But you need Marina to handle the ball on the offensive end. You just can't gamble. I think what you got to do is you just got to hope somebody can stay with her. She's just slashing to the basket almost every time she gets the ball.
Yeah, it's been Dara Mabry who's drawn the assignment pretty much all night, especially here late in the game. That's a tough matchup.
I might just put a bigger body on there hoping to get in the way. Easier said than done. It's always great from where we sit at courtside to say those things, but I don't think Dara can stay with her. She hasn't all night, and that's not a knock on her. Campbell's a superb player.
On her way to DePaul.
As a junior, right? Already
yep,
as verbal.
Already has committed.
Yep. So it'll be Manasquan basketball now. Let's see if the Lancers put pressure on here. Or let Marina pretty much go one-on-one, and it looks like they're going to pick up full court. Vianney is.
Everybody shoots two free throws the remaining part of the game. Dara Mabry can run the baseline if she needs to. Marina Mabry being denied the basketball by Crouch, able to get it, however, and bring it up court. Looking to create contact. Caponegro there. LeBron there. Everybody in a black jersey is chasing Marina Mabry. Clark is open now with 45 seconds left.
They want to foul her. Yeah.
And they will foul Stella Clark, who will go to the line. It was LeBron to give it. Clark, as much of a spark plug as she is, probably the one to send to the line. 54% on the season.
Has not been there yet tonight. Has a field goal for 2 points. Pressure time here.
It's two free throws. First one rattles itself in and good.
A lot of iron, but it doesn't matter. It drops through the net.
49-46. This is a big one because, again, you get it back to that two-possession game. Clark second. This one is also good. Front rim, back rim, and in.
Doesn't matter.
Campbell.
Here goes Campbell.
Works it up court. Down the right side of the lane. Blocked away by Galvin. Clean block by Victoria Galvin. And a foul coming on Campbell. Her night is over.
Well, I tell you what, that's the defensive play of the night. As it looks like Campbell has beaten pressure to the basket. And Galvin with a clean block, as you said, Matt. And then Campbell commits the foul, and she is going to leave after a sensational performance.
Five personal fouls for Kelly Campbell. So her night coming to a disappointing close despite the effort all during the course of the game. 25 of her team's 46 points, more than half of her team's production. Somehow right now, Vianney will have to figure out another player to step forward.
Meantime, the Warriors will go to the line with a chance to, with two free throws here, to make it a 6-point lead. With 35.7 seconds left.
Stella Clark right back to the line. She just hit 2 of 2. Yeah! Now make it 3 of 3 tonight. Not bad for a player that hits under 55% on the season. Second one. That one rims out. 5-point advantage. Crouch and Pirro almost lost it for Vianney in the backcourt. Vianney needs a three quick here. Good defense by Clark. Pirro gets it. Checked by Marina Mabry as Pirro will get to the basket. They'll take the quick two. 51-48 with 19.3 seconds to go. And a timeout has been taken by Don Carpell.
Pirro's had some fourth quarter, 9 points. So now I think what you want to do, Matt, if you're Vianney, is try and force the ball into someone who's not a real good free throw shooter. The coaches have all the stats. They know who that is. You mentioned Clark is not, although she's made 3 out of 4. If you're Manasquan, you know they're going to try and get the ball in the hands of Marina Mabry.
That would certainly be the ticket, one would think. We got more basketball tomorrow night on the Shore Sports Network. The boys semifinals from Brookdale Community College. 7 and 6:45, the two tip-offs. 51-48 here. The winner of this one will take on St. Rose. The top seed, Purple Roses, 25-0 now. They knocked off Middletown South in the early game, 69-49. If Manasquan can hold on, this would set up a rematch of epic proportions between Manasquan and St. Rose. Mabry, who has doubled, still able to find the basketball. Dara Mabry with it. She's fouled. And will go to the line for two shots. Foul committed by Tina LeBron.
It'll be Dara's first trip to the free throw line tonight. She's got a 3 and a 2 and a total of 5.
The chance here to perhaps ice it. Again, trying to get it to a two-possession game.
Hey, this is a big free throw here. If you don't mess this, if you don't make this, it's a 3 to tie the game.
Second, back rim, no good. Rebound, however, is tipped by Marina Mabry, and Clark able to come away with it.
Wow.
You couldn't have asked for a better situation from Vianney. 13 seconds here. I guess you hope that Clark misses two.
Exactly.
First one is good.
That's the big one.
Two possession game, 52-48. Second one coming up. That's also good. Stella Clark's been outstanding from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. 5 of 6. 53-48. Manasquan with the lead. Full timeout has been taken. We'll break as well. Step out with the Big Blue on the verge of going back to the Shore Conference Final, trying to defend their crown. We're back in 30 seconds with more on the Shore Sports Network.
Now back to the Shore Conference Basketball Tournament on the Shore Sports Network.
And our broadcast coverage tonight powered by Monmouth Medical Center, a Barnabas Health facility. Life is better healthy.
Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, hope you've been enjoying our continuing coverage of Shore Conference basketball. Girls semifinals tonight. 53-48, the advantage right now for Manasquan. Third matchup of the season between these two. Kelly Crouch quickly getting it up court. Pirro with it. She's going to force a long jumper that's off the mark. No good. Clock expires, and Manasquan able to fight things off, and they will advance into the finals to take on St. Rose. Hard-fought game for both of these teams. Big Blue paced by Marina Mabry. Helping hands tonight from Stella Clark, especially in that fourth quarter from the free throw line. Dara Mabry chipped in with a couple of baskets as well. Kelly Campbell did all she could to keep her team in it, but unable from the bench to help her team advance back into the Shore Conference final.
Well, it will be number one versus number two Friday night, Matt. If you like those kind of scenarios, and most people do, St. Rose versus Manasquan, a rematch of a game played earlier that St. Rose won on their home court, but the neutral site of Monmouth University should make things even more interesting. A terrific win here for the Warriors. They had the scratch and claw after really being in control probably for 31 of the 32 minutes or whatever, but they'll take the W for sure.
It was a good opportunity certainly for Vianney, who had cut it down to three at a couple of points, just could never get over the hump, and made even more difficult obviously after Kelly Campbell fouled out. But we saw two of the better players in the Shore Conference do battle. And it should make for Friday night's game against St. Rose, who was able to defeat Manasquan in a thrilling game in Belmar on Valentine's Day. And again, teams that don't necessarily care for one another. Here comes Lisa Kokoda over to give us a couple of minutes. And as we welcome in the head coach of the Big Blue. Coach, just your kind of run-of-the-mill everyday game, right?
Yeah, the usual, close, intense, battling different things. So, I'm really proud of them.
You know, the key turned out to be your free throw shooting in the fourth quarter. I think you were 14 of 18.
Mm-hmm.
And Stella Clark, who's just barely over a 50% shooter, made big free throws for you.
Yeah, definitely. You know, in big games like this, you know, percentages kind of go out the window a little bit. You know, it's the gutsy players who step up, and get things done. And we had a lot of girls do that today for us. You know, once Marina got into foul trouble, we needed, everybody else to really step up and make plays. Courtney did an awesome job today of that. She played like a senior and led our group.
Got to be a little bit nerve-wracking when you have Marina pick up that fourth personal foul, right? I mean,
yeah.
I'm sure there's been times where she had some foul problems against St. Rose, and it's been an issue, but you do really get to learn some about the other players on the team.
Yeah, definitely. You know, our younger girls stepped up. You know, we're putting our freshmen and sophomores into a lot of tough positions, and like I said, Courtney stepped up as a senior, so, you know, it definitely will help us in the future with these freshmen and sophomores as they're stepping up into these spots, getting them that experience.
You obviously are going to try and lobby for your player. A lot of times the star players get all the calls, but I think you probably felt a couple times tonight that maybe calls against Marina weren't the right ones.
Yeah, I just feel like she plays so hard. You know, she plays so aggressive, and sometimes the calls don't go her way. She attacks, she does different things, and she's got to learn to, and she's doing a much, much better job of playing through it. We can't really control the way the game's going to be called. So she's got to learn to play through it. I got to learn to coach through it a little bit. Keep my cool at times a little bit more. But, I got to let her know that I'm there to defend her.
You guys win the rematch of the rematch tonight against St. John Vianney. And I'm sure somewhere deep down everyone was looking at another opportunity for St. Rose, who beat you guys a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, definitely. I think the girls are really excited for it. There was no way that they were looking past this game, because this is just always such an intense game. But I think at this point, they're ready for it.
I guess there's really nothing you have to say for Friday night, right?
Yeah, there's nothing to get them too pumped up. I think they'll do that themselves.
Well, we'll let you go be with your team. As always, we appreciate it. We'll see you Friday at the match.
All right, great. Thank you so much.
Lisa Kokoda, her Manasquan Warriors advance to the Shore Conference Tournament Final. They'll get a chance to defend their title, the third meeting in the last 4 years between the Warriors and the Purple Roses, to settle who's number one at the Shore, I guess temporarily, because who knows who emerges about 2 or 3 weeks later at the TOC.
Yeah, I would imagine everyone's got this one and then thinking, okay, if we don't win this one, we've got one more chance, and then at some point you run out of chances. But this is a lot of fun here tonight. Good to be back on the air doing some high school basketball. Big win for St. Rose in the opener, 69-49. A thriller here as Manasquan knocks out St. John Vianney, 53-48. Thanks to all of the coaches getting us set for this one here tonight. All the good folks at Brick Memorial High School. Bill Bruno, the athletic director, did a magnificent job hosting this one, and all of the crew here certainly made it a very easy spot for us to broadcast from. For Harrison Strebbins, back in the studios, Brad Burescano here as our on-site engineer. Kevin Williams, my partner, Matt Armand, saying so long. It's Manasquan and St. Rose coming up on Friday night. Don't forget to join us tomorrow night for the boys' semifinal coverage, tipping off right before 6 o'clock on these same stations. Of course, all part of the Shore Sports Network. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to the Shore Conference Basketball Tournament on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM, AM 1160 and 1310. Tonight's games were presented by Monmouth Medical Center, a Barnabas Health facility. Life is better healthy. Participating sponsors were Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, Sansone Junior 66 Auto Mall, and Teachers Insurance Plan of New Jersey. For daily coverage of high school basketball all season long, visit ShoreSportsNetwork.com.